Franciscan Saint of the Day, January 24th, St. Francis de Sales, Cord Bearer of St. Francis. The city of Geneva in Switzerland is situated at the western end of the 45-mile-long lake of the same name, near the French boundary. In the 16th century, the Dukedom of Savoy lost this city, as well as the province of Vaud on the north side of the lake and that of Chablais on the south side, to the Calvinists of Switzerland. Giving up his claim to Vaud, the Duke of Savoy finally regained Chablais. But the people of the latter province had meanwhile become fanatical Calvinists. The Bishop of Geneva resided at Annecy, some 20 miles south of Geneva. A prominent noble family of Savoy at this time was that of the de Sales, and St. Francis de Sales, who was born in 1567 at the Chateau de Sales near Annecy, became its most illustrious member. His father had the title of the Seigneury of Nouvelle by inheritance and that of Boisy by marriage. At baptism, St. Francis de Sales received St. Francis of Assisi, together with St. Bonaventure, as his patron saints. And after he was appointed coadjutor bishop of Geneva, he had himself enrolled in the archconfraternity of the Cord of St. Francis. He was not a Franciscan tertiary, but a member of the Third Order of the Minims, founded by St. Francis de Paul. However, he accepted affiliation to the First Order of St. Francis from the Capuchins in 1617. And his spirit undoubtedly has a close kinship with that of the seraphic saint. He once told the Capuchins that he belonged to the Franciscan Order by special ties, and in 1609, the Holy Bishop, girded with the cord, preached a beautiful sermon and took part in the traditional procession of the Archconfraternity. The Porciuncula Chapel at Assisi was especially dear to him because of the great spiritual favors he received there. At Evian, on the south shore of the lake of Lake Geneva, St. Francis of Assisi appeared to him and said, "You desire martyrdom just as I once longed for it, but like me, you will not obtain it. You will have to become an instrument of your own martyrdom." From early youth, St. Francis de Sales had a great desire to devote himself entirely to the service of God, although his father had other plans for him. With the pious Abbé d'Age as his tutor, Francis was a student at the University of Paris from his 14th to his 20th year. And after studying jurisprudence at the University of Padua for 4 more years, he was awarded the degree of Doctor of Law. In 1593, he finally obtained the consent of his father to enter the sacred ministry. And since he had devoted much time to the study of theology during his student years, he was ordained a priest 6 months later. Not long afterwards, he volunteered for the difficult and dangerous task of leading the people of the province of Chablais back to the fold of the church. Several times he miraculously escaped death at the hands of assassins, but he persevered in his heroic and patient efforts, and after 4 years succeeded in converting a large number of Calvinists. In 1599, he was appointed coadjutor to his bishop. In 1602, he became Bishop of Geneva, a position which he filled in an exemplary manner for 20 years. St. Francis de Sales has rightly been styled the Gentleman Saint because of his wonderful patience and gentleness. He always tempered his unflagging zeal by imperturbable meekness and kindness. He is a model for every priest and bishop. Though a learned man, he insisted on simple catechizing and preaching, and himself set the example. The people came in crowds to hear him preach, not only in Savoy, but also in various cities of France. He began his writing career as a missionary to the Calvinists by preparing leaflets explaining the principal doctrines of the church as opposed to the errors of Calvinism. His best-known works are Philotheia, or Introduction to a Devout Life, and Theotimus, a treatise on the love of God. At Dijon in 1604, he became acquainted with Saint Jane de Chantal, for whom and through whom he founded the nursing and teaching order known as Visitation Nuns. He died at Lyon on December 28, 1622, was beatified in 1661, and canonized in 1665. He was declared a Doctor of the Church in 1877, and he has been chosen also as the special patron of Catholic journalists in the Catholic press. On being a Christian gentleman. A Christian gentleman is one who practices the supernatural virtues of kindness, meekness, patience, and charity in thought, in word, and in deed, at all times and under all circumstances. Saint Francis de Sales, who was a model in this respect, describes the Christian gentleman in these words. The man who possesses Christian meekness is affectionate and tender towards everyone. He is disposed to forgive and excuse the frailties of others. The goodness of his heart appears in a sweet affability that influences his words and actions, and presents every object to his view in the most charitable and pleasing light. He never allows himself to use a harsh phrase, much less any language that is haughty or rude. There is always a gentle serenity in his expression, which distinguishes him from those violent characters who, with looks full of fury, only know how to say no, or who, when they grant, do it with so bad a grace that they lose all the merit of the favor they confer. The Christian gentleman remains kind and meek even when he is unreasonably harassed and provoked. Saint Francis de Sales was often tried in this way when the crowds came to him for help in their various needs, scarcely allowing him a moment to breathe. But he always remained affable, and that encouraged them to come all the more. God, he says, makes use of such occasions to try whether our souls are sufficiently strengthened to bear every attack. I have myself been sometimes in this difficulty. But I made a covenant with my heart and with my tongue, in order to confine them within the bounds of duty. The most powerful remedy against sudden movements of impatience is a sweet and amiable silence. The Christian gentleman is kind and loving also towards sinners. When some criticized Saint Francis de Sales for being too indulgent towards sinners, he replied, "If there were anything more excellent than meekness, God would certainly have taught it to us. And yet there is nothing to which he so earnestly exhorts all as to be meek and humble of heart. Why would you hinder me from obeying the command of my Lord and following him in the exercise of that virtue which he so eminently practiced and so highly esteems? Can we really be better advised in these matters than God himself?" He justified the tender welcome which he extended to returning apostates by observing, "Are they not a part of my flock? Has not our blessed Lord shed his blood for them? And shall I refuse them my tears? These wolves will be changed into lambs. A day will come when, cleansed from their sins, they will be more precious in the sight of God than we are. If Saul had been cast off, we should never have had a Saint Paul." of St. Francis de Sales, another saint, St. Vincent de Paul, said, "Going over his words in my mind, I have been filled with such admiration that I am moved to see in him the man who, of all others, has most faithfully reproduced the love of the Son of God on earth." Prayer of the Church. O God, by whose gracious will Blessed Francis, thy confessor and bishop, became all things unto all men for the saving of their souls, mercifully grant that, being filled with the sweetness of thy love, we may, through the guidance of his counsels and by the aid of his merits, attain unto the joys of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.